The Mike Huckabee Show. It's 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Chase. Liberal opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei has been chosen as Egypt's new interim prime minister. The former head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency was a vocal critic of Mohamed Morsi, who was ousted by the military this week. The Muslim Brotherhood says it rejects El-Baradei's appointment. In the meantime, Republican Senator John McCain says he thinks the United States needs to stop all foreign aid to the Egyptian military.
The Egyptian military has overturned the vote of the people of Egypt, and we cannot set a precedent.
A freight train carrying tankers of petroleum products derailed today and exploded in a giant fireball in a small Canadian town. Railway officials say the train had been parked and no one was in it when it derailed. Officials estimate some 30 buildings were destroyed and speculate there could be injuries, but they still don't know how many. This is NBC News Radio. Weeks after he leaked secret documents, fled Hong Kong, and then took shelter in the Moscow airport, the question remains, where will Edward Snowden go? Now three countries, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Bolivia, say they will give him safe haven. But NBC's Kristen Welker says if Snowden chooses Venezuela, he could find himself right back in the USA.
There does seem to be an extradition request from the United States to Venezuela. The Guardian newspaper has actually posted a link to that on its website.
The Navy has recovered the body of a crew member of the USS Boise in Norfolk. Officials say the sailor fell off the submarine. And the jury in the George Zimmerman trial will be back at work Monday as the defense gets its turn at bat. NBC's Ron Mott says the jury could start deliberations by late next week.
I talked to the attorney, Mark O'Mara, last night, asked him how long he plans on going. He thinks about 3 or 4 days.
And I'm Mark Chase, NBC News Radio.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars, and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hard working people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 1-800-845-2417 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-845-2417. That's 1-800-845-2417. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Jim Howe from the Norris Air Weather Center. A monsoon forecast continues this weekend. 107 to 109, the forecast highs, and gusty winds and blowing dust. A good possibility late afternoon and evening hours down here. Even some outlying valley rain. Jim Howe, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 102 degrees.
A call to rights. Freedom's finest hours.
A call to rights. Freedom's finest hours with your host, Steve Cates. Never before have so many forces been working so hard to diminish the Constitution as the Founding Fathers envisioned or intended it. A call to rights. Freedom's Finest Hours reports on the developing story of the fight to stay free and the right of all Americans to fight back legally and responsibly. From local events to news coverage worldwide, Steve Cates reports the news that affects you and the world. And now, here's your call to rights with your host, Steve Cates.
4 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again as we continue to journey through time and space proudly here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, with our unusual show, as many say, A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, talking about our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and the main theme of our radio show, just in case you're a new listener, and we're grateful for that. The main theme of the radio show has, and always will continue to be, always refuse to be a victim, because in our humble opinion, a victim is simply someone with no options. By now, I'm sure many of you know the local Call to Rights hotline number, but just in case, there's a few out there that would like to dial eagerly, and of course, comment or have questions for the special guests that we have on our two-hour show. The local call to rights hotline number is 602-277-5369. And nationally, ladies and gentlemen, our national call to rights hotline is simply 1-866-536-1100. Learn much more about all the great national hosts that appear here 24-7 on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX by going to 1100KFNX.com. And if you'd like to learn all the great details about the very many special guests that we have on A Call to Rights, that website, courtesy of our web developer extraordinaire, Dirk Kreisig, is simply www.calltorights.com. Ladies and gentlemen, now that the 4th of July is behind us and the continuation of hot and dog-like summer days are continuing, the dog days of summer coming officially in August, we, of course, wish you the best for health and happiness out there and a very prosperous 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, special guests here on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. And in just a few moments, we'll be meeting former Black Panther, Mr. Larry Pinkney, on an amazing topic, ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception, as he likes to call it. He's been a recent guest on many radio and television shows nationally and locally here around the country and around the world. But I think most important to the listeners of this radio show, if you follow Alex Jones at Infowars.com, he was a recent guest in his entirety with a very lengthy presentation, ladies and gentlemen. If you're interested about what's happening in this country, if you think we're going down the road, to perdition, and ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception will be presented from A to Z with our special guest, former Black Panther, Mr. Larry Pinkney, who, in my opinion, I think has it right. You can learn much more about him by going to www.blackactivistwg. WG stands for Writers Guild, so it's blackactivistwg.org. And then as we continue with the 1 o'clock hour to the top of the 2 o'clock hour, Niger Innes, the national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, a political commentator on MSNBC, a Georgetown graduate, and a chief strategist at TeaParty.net, will be here for the continuation of hour number 2, ladies and gentlemen, with your questions and comments. Just a little housekeeping before we introduce our first guest. Next week, we do our Second Amendment show, as always, with Jeff Surdy of AJI Sporting Goods, What a Gun Shop Should Be, and, of course, Gary Webb of Roadrunner Process Service, talking about the issues that are important to you when it comes to your gun rights, and, ladies and gentlemen, so much to talk about there. We also will continue as we move through time and space on the 20th to be live at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show in Phoenix, where we do have an incredible lineup of very special guests. As we continue to move through time and space here at 7 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, we now talk about some very interesting subject matter on the 27th of this month, wrapping up July, and that is our monthly financial roundup with, of course, your friends and mine, the good folks at Arrowhead Coin and Jewelry, a main sponsor of this particular radio show, A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, discussing unemployment, gold and silver, the future of gold, and what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, as America, in the opinion of many, continues down the road of financial perdition. And here now, ladies and gentlemen, our very first guest as we continue to kick off our first hour here on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. Larry Pinkney is a veteran of the Black Panther Party, the former minister of Interior of the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-offered his civil political rights case to the United Nations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. In connection with his political organization activities, Pinkney was interviewed in 1998 on the nationally televised PBS Hour, formerly known as the McNeil-Lehrer News Hour, and more recently on the nationally syndicated Alex Jones Show. Pinkney is a former university instructor of political science and international relations, and his writings have been published in various places, including the Boston Globe, the San Francisco Bayview newspaper, Black Commentator, Intrepid Report, Global Research, and so many more. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a privilege and honor to welcome Larry Pinkney to A Call to Rights and a discussion here on our two-hour show. Mr. Pinkney, thank you for joining us, and thank you for spending the time as we delve into this interesting subject that you, of course, have mastered and have talked about in many media outlets, the Obama deception. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very, very much. I'm delighted, honored, and privileged to be interviewed on your show. I hope that this will be I'm sure that this will be an exciting hour. So let's go for it.
You bet, sir. Let's start off with your background, because many folks, I'm sure, will have certain questions about the details of your relationship with the Black Panther Party. And I want to make this caveat, and I know you can do it better. You have absolutely nothing to do with the new Black Panther Party, as you will explain. But let's hear from the man himself, Larry Pinkney. Talk to us about your involvement with the Black Panther Party as it all builds up steam to talk about freedom and your own rights and the things that you fought for and continue to fight for, as you write in your emails, you know, in the struggle and for the struggle.
Absolutely. The bottom line is this. You are absolutely correct. I have nothing to do with the so-called New Black Panther Party. I am a veteran of the original Black Panther Party, which was formed in October of 1966. In Oakland, California. I served as a section leader in the party and was a friend and confidant with a number of brothers and sisters in the party of all colors, and I'm saying of all colors because contrary to popular myth, the Black Panther Party worked with white folks. It worked directly with brown folks, yellow folks, and red folks. This is a people struggle. It was then, and it continues to be in the year 2013. So I'm very glad that you put that caveat in. Please do not confuse us with the so-called New Black Panther Party, which in my humble estimation is all about hating, division, dividing, and conquering.
Very well said, Mr. Pinkney, and I wanted to make another caveat here. Of course, you as the person who authored this and lived the experience. You talk about the foundation of the original Black Panther Party in October of 1966. Obviously, here, from what I've gathered in doing my extensive research, the party was formed about self-defense, and I think that's something interesting because, Mr. Pinkney, as we continue to talk with you, many of our listeners here may certainly become, enlightened by the things that you're going to be talking about. It's amazing. So many people that listen to our show and people that I listen to across this great nation and around the world are so concerned about America's civil liberties. And it seems in the estimation of a lot of people that there's become a militarization of the police in the United States today. And this is something that I find interesting. And it's one of the main reasons why I wanted to have you here. You were talking about this a long time ago.
That is correct. The bottom line is this. The militarization of the police nationally, not just locally in Phoenix or in San Francisco or in Minnesota or in New York, but nationally is a very, very precarious and dangerous situation that all the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow, all the people in this country need to be deeply concerned about. The fact is that the United States Constitution guarantees the right to bear arms. We called it in the original Black Panther Party the right to self-defense.
Yes.
This is something that we, the people, and I go back to that, we, the people, I don't care about the color, we, the people, have a guaranteed right, which unfortunately has been in very, very large measure gutted by a number of presidents, including, I must say, the current president, Barack H. Obama, who has, in essence, attempted to gut and to destroy the U.S. Constitution, particularly as it relates to the First and Fourth Amendments of said Constitution. This has got to stop.
Mr. Pinkney, you say it very well, and I want to make mention of something that you're not familiar with this, Mr. Pinkney, but maybe some of the listeners are. I'm a volunteer with our Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Great training. I've been doing this for 10 years. And what do? We go out there as non-paid individuals under the direction of a deputy. I believe we've done a lot of good things, as a lot of people out there would think. So I want our listeners to know that not you or anybody here, as we're talking so far, has any real, you know, despise for police. We're talking about the overall subject, because as we continue our discussion with Larry Pinkney, ladies and gentlemen, he's a man who knows. You may not agree with a lot of the things that he says. He may not agree with a lot of the things that you say. But I wanted to have him here in an open forum where we respect everybody's rights to speak on subjects that I think are so important, Mr. Pinkney. As you know, we're coming up to our first break, I should remind you. But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, let us set the stage for what Mr. Pinkney is going to talk about, something if you're concerned about where we're headed as a nation and what President Barack Hussein Obama is doing to this country in your mind, our special guest, Larry Pinkney, is here to talk in detail about something that we're calling, no, it's something he's calling, the Obama deception. If you follow Alex Jones at Infowars.com, you may already be familiar with him. And Mr. Pinkney, the phone lines are lighting up right now. We got Bobby and other callers when we come back, I'm sure, that would like to partake in our conversation of breaking bread with our fellow humans here on the planet, talking about interesting issues. Tyranny is something that we never want to see happen, but in the estimation of many, and our guest today, Mr. Larry Pinkney, we're headed down seriously to that road to perdition. Mr. Pinkney will be right back after this short break, and you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the desert southwest with all those 50,000 watts in check. Courtesy of our producer today, Michael O'Connor, handling the power switch. We'll be right back.
Looking for the best pizza in the valley? Then make it Raffelli's Pizza. Serving the Valley since 1974, Raffelli's Pizza is proud to offer genuine New York best of the West pizza. Call owner Billy at 602-242-5117 for the many great daily specials. If it's a New York best of the West pizza, it's got to be Raffelli's Pizza. 602-242-5117.
Yes, I do, Mike. All right, here we go.
Arrowhead Coin and Jewelry. There's a lot of hype these days about the economy and ensuring you're prepared for the economic turmoil ahead. And there's talk about how you can use gold and silver to hedge against inflation. Many big and sometimes scary words are thrown around. And in the midst of this, you wonder who you can trust. My name is Jeff Wolder. I'm the owner of Arrowhead Coin and Jewelry. I started in the coin business 33 years ago. And now, we currently have two locations to serve you. I know it's hard to find someone you can count on. Someone you can trust. I'm a life member of the American Numismatic Association and an authorized dealer for Numismatic Guarantee Corporation and Professional Coin Grading Service. Whether you're looking at investing in coins, gold and silver bullion, or just want to learn more about these inflation protection options, call me personally at 623-234-9161. That's 623-234-9161. ArrowheadCoin.com, proud sponsor of Call to Rights with Steve Cates.
Let's face it, your car, truck, or SUV is your baby, and you want to keep it like new. Look to Colors on the Run for all your light body work, auto paint touch-up, bumper repair, and headlight restoration, and so much more. Take it from me, Steve Cates. I know the level of quality that this company offers as they restored my Mercedes to showroom condition with affordable rates and quick turnaround. They're there also to get your vehicle back in shape on those lease return inspections, too. Call Colors on the Run at 602-509-8678 and on the World Wide Web at colorsontherun.com.
Hi, this is Vicki Behenna, proud mother of First Lieutenant Michael Behenna. I believe in our military and our soldiers, and I believe that this is a cause worth fighting for. You're listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates.
Hi, this is Carol Channing, and you are listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates. God bless America.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now here's your host, Steve Cates.
If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. An interesting comment from Malcolm X as we continue, ladies and gentlemen, at some 18 minutes after the hour to rejoin our special guest of hour number one on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. Our special guest today, Mr. Larry Pinkney, former Black Panther member. And he's here, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to us in the limited time that we have today with your questions and comments about something that he didn't invent, but something that he's very knowledgeable about, and that is the Obama deception. Mr. Pinkney, please continue to describe to us in your words the opening parts of the Obama deception.
The bottom line, and thank you very, very much, Mr. Gates. Thank you.
My pleasure.
The bottom line is this. People have been transfixed by this charlatan in the White House called Barack Obama. People have failed to understand that this man is a representative of the national and global power elite. He does not care about the interests or the rights, be they constitutional rights / human rights or any other rights of the people. And by people, I mean all the people. We cannot function effectively as a nation. Indeed, we cannot function effectively on Mother Earth, on this globe, as peoples of all ethnicities and backgrounds, if we do not understand that we must have human rights, we must respect one another, all of our cultures. This is not about, you know, putting down white folks or black folks or brown folks or yellow folks or red folks. What it is, to the contrary, is about saying, wait a minute, we have common interests here. We have common interests. And so what the national and global power elite did was they brought forth this articulate, double-talking, I call him a colored charlatan, named Barack Obama, to continue to mislead the people. Not only to mislead, but the fact that Mr. Obama, on one hand, talks about human rights, one must ask oneself, who does he mean by human?
Yes.
Is it just black people? Is it just white people? Is it just brown people?
Exactly.
Or is, in fact, is it all people? It should be all people, but that's not who Mr. Obama represents. He represents the interests of the national and global power elite that is, as we used to say back in the day in 1967, 68, etc., who are avaricious. In other words, they're blood-sucking.
Mm-hmm.
They play us off against each other. They keep us in fear. They keep us divided. They keep us ignorant. And so what we do as a result of that is we never talk directly, and I said directly, with each other, okay? Whatever disagreements we have, as Brother Malcolm X said, and I agree with Malcolm. I met Malcolm in 1961.
Right.
As Brother Malcolm said, you know what? Whatever differences we have, let's take care of them in the closet, but come out as a united front of all people. And this is what so many of us, too many of us, have forgotten. That's why we fall prey, if you will, to the machinations and the chicanery, if you will, of the power elite, both nationally and globally.
This is a very special time, Mr. Pinckney, and I just want to remind listeners that, of course, you can go to calltorights.com. We're going to get to the callers here as the phone lines are lighting up, as we would expect. But his website, Larry Pinckney, is his Black Activist WG, which stands for writersguild.org. And I wanted you to comment, Mr. Pinckney, if you'd be so kind, before we go to the callers, because they rule on the show without the callers, of course. We're just two guys just talking about important topics. But going to the Black Writers Guild website that we have here, I wanted you to comment, and briefly, if you would, sir, because we'll get back to it after the callers, you have a lead article entitled Blackula Obama, Whistleblowers and Betrayal by the Media. Describe this, because I think it's exactly right on to what you're talking about.
Yes. The article, again, to repeat it, is entitled Blackula, that's B-L-A-C-K-U-L-A, Blackula Obama, Whistleblowers and Betrayal by the Media. Now, what this article is about, very simply stated, is the fact that Obama, or whom what I call the Obama deception, Mr. Obama is acting as a proxy for those who would keep us divided. Now, why do I use the term Blackula?
Sure.
Obviously, I'm going back, I'm stretching back to the original word Dracula.
Yes.
Now, okay, What do I mean by that? What I mean is that we, the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, are being politically, economically, socially, culturally, and spiritually blood-sucked by Mr. Barack Obama. Okay?
Yes.
That's why I entitled the article with that specific title. Okay, it wasn't to be cute or cutesy. It was to make a point that we are being bloodsucked. And simultaneously, we are being manipulated to play against, to be divided against one against the other. They do not, be they Democrat or Republican, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Be they black, white, brown, red, or yellow is not the point. We need to be in direct discussion with each other. We need to find our common interest. As Thomas Jefferson said, and he was correct, every generation needs a new revolution. And in this 21st century, we sure as heck need a new revolution.
Well, Mr. Pinkney, I appreciate what you're talking about here. I think many of our listeners are in agreement here. But let's go to the callers, albeit short here, because we're coming up to the bottom of the hour. We've had Bobby on the line. Bobby in Phoenix, good afternoon. You're on with Larry Pinkney, a former Black Panther member. How are you today?
Pretty good, Steve. Great show, and it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk to Larry. I have a question about Jimi Hendrix and the Black Panthers back in the late 60s, early 70s, and then also about the U.S. Justice Department, Barack Obama's connection to the George Zimmerman case.
Go right ahead.
Two questions. In case we run too late, can you hold me over?
Well, I can try to do that. Let's see how much we can get through. We got about 4 minutes, but I want to give the guest an opportunity to respond. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, 2 points. Jimi Hendrix and then George Zimmerman. Okay, Larry, in the late 1960s and early 70s, I read or heard somewhere where the Black Panthers put pressure on Jimi Hendrix. He had a white drummer, and the Black Panthers put pressure on Jimmy to fire the white drummer and hire a black drummer. And then I've also heard that Jimi Hendrix did not actually commit suicide, that the CIA possibly put something in his drink because he had connections with the Black Panthers and that caused him to vomit and die. Could you comment on those two? And then I also want to ask you about George Zimmerman.
All right, let's see if we can do that, Mr. Pinkney. We're almost out of time here, but please continue.
Okay, very quickly, let me say this. The Black Panther Party believed very strongly, contrary to the popular myth that is still being propagated by the mainstream corporate stream media today, we believed very, very strongly in working together as viable allies with all of our sisters and brothers. Now, with respect specifically to what you said about the party having perhaps placed pressure on Jimmy to remove the white drummer, I have to tell you, I would be in shock. Mm-hmm. I knew the top leadership of the party, and I find that somewhat incredulous, to put it mildly. Now, moving on quickly to the second point.
Sure.
Okay? To the second point, the reality is that all of us, I don't care about the color, all of us have to understand that we are in this struggle together, and I think Jimmy understood that. I think, frankly, now I'm speaking from my own direct personal experience. What do I think? Well, I think Jimi Hendrix was murdered. Come on, people, wake up. I think he was clearly murdered because he had an incredible ability to relate to many, many people. And by the way, not just black people, but many people of all colors. He was considered very, very dangerous by the U.S. government.
Do you think the CIA possibly had him murdered because of his ties with the Black Panthers?
I think that is a strong, strong possibility. I know of many cases, and I do mean many, where people were either murdered or set up or discredited, and I mean heinously discredited, with all kinds of fallacious information, because the CIA, FBI, and the federal government in general was very concerned that too many people we're waking up.
Steve, can I ask you about George Zimmerman on the other side?
I don't know if we can hold you because we got a ton of callers here. Bobby, why don't you call back in the next segment and we'll try to get you back on again.
Okay, Steve, thanks.
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to that heartbreak at the bottom of the hour. Very special guest, Larry Pinkney, former Black Panther member, talking about the Obama deception. His thinking, and I agree with it, absence of critical thinking is a major problem out there. Drone man Obama, he'll go on and talk about that. And a mentality that is dooming us as a people. We need principles. This is Larry Pinkney here on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. When we come right back, ladies and gentlemen, your questions and comments, and those on the line right now waiting, will get you on as quick as possible. The call-in number, the local Call to Rights hotline number, 602-277-5369, and nationally, 1-866-536-1100.
Hi, this is John Tesh. When I'm in Phoenix, I listen to The Weather with Jim Howell on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Catch my show Saturdays at 10 p.m.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Chase with breaking news. An Asiana airliner has crashed at the San Francisco airport upon landing. The FAA says the 777 was coming from Seoul, South Korea when it had to make that crash landing. Liberal opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei has been chosen as Egypt's new interim prime minister. The former head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency was a vocal critic of Mohamed Morsi, who was ousted by the military this week. The Muslim Brotherhood says it rejects El-Baradei's appointment. And a freight train carrying tankers of petroleum products derailed and exploded in a giant fireball at a small Canadian town earlier today. Railway officials say the train had been parked. No one was in it when it derailed. Officials estimate some 30 buildings were destroyed. They speculate there could be injuries. And repeating once again, an Asiana airliner has crashed at the San Francisco airport. Witnesses say people and pilots have been seen leaving the aircraft. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the Norris Air Weather Center. A monsoon forecast continues this weekend. 107 to 109, the forecast highs, and gusty winds and blowing dust, a good possibility. Late afternoon and evening hours down here, even some outlying valley rain. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 102 degrees.
Yao's Chinese Restaurant, located at 2487 South Gilbert Road in Gilbert, was recently awarded the prestigious Top 100 Chinese Restaurant USA Award. This award is given to the best restaurants in their class, and Yao's won in the category of excellence in signature dishes. To experience for yourself the Yao's difference, call them at area code 480-899-0308. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Make it Yao's fine Chinese cuisine.
If your needs require a process server for all your civil litigation needs, call Roadrunner Process Service, a sponsor of A Call to Rights with Steve Cates. They're fast, efficient, and reliable, providing services throughout Phoenix and Maricopa County. They perform with consistent reliability. They guarantee both value and quality and serve the most challenging defendants. Call Roadrunner Process Service now at 480-626-8718. That's 480-626-8718 or on the World Wide Web at roadrunnerprocess.com.
Hi, this is Charles Van Veek, author of Shooting Back, the story of one man who believes in the right of self-defense. I returned fire on terrorists attacking our church in South Africa in 1993. You're listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. Always refuse to be a victim.
You are listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates, heard on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. Always refuse to be a victim. A victim is someone with no options. Visit us at www.calltorights.com.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now here's your host, Steve Cates.
Laws without justice represent nothing more than a legally codified dictatorship. So says our special guest, Larry Pinkney, former Black Panther. He's our special guest at the top of the hour with a load, a big board here of callers. But breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, tells us sadly about a Boeing 777 crash at the San Francisco International Airport and Asiana Airlines 777, which, ladies and gentlemen, up till now, these aircraft have had a very steady and fairly decent maintenance record. We'll continue to update you here on KFNX, Independent News Talk Radio, here 1100, and, of course, at the top of the hour with our network news breaks. Well, Mr. Pinckney, the phone lines are lighting up, and I wanted to, in deference to the callers, just continue to move through the time and space here. Let's say hi to Teresa. Teresa, good afternoon. You're on with Mr. Larry Pinckney. Your question or comment?
Hi, Steve. Thank you again for another great guest.
Thank you.
You do it week in and week out. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know, Larry, I am very concerned with these executive orders that have come down. And when you look at all of them, what it does is it allows the government just to basically take control over the whole government. I mean, over the whole country. Power, food, farms, energy, whatever they want, they're going to come and take it. I mean, this president scares me to death. And then I read on January 27, 2009, it was a Department of Defense Doctrine 1404.10. And, you know, Obama kept calling for his own civilian army. Remember that?
Yes. Yes,
well,
I do.
Well, this one allows a million people for him to take in a million people and train them under the army to assist the army. Were you aware of that?
Only too aware. In fact, in the first film, The Obama Deception, and in another film called The Fall of the Empire, you will see that it is actually specifically referred to. So, yes, I am very cognizant of that.
Teresa, you're also right on here, as our special guest is, Mr. Pinckney. I am also extremely concerned about these executive orders. It seems as if the president, for the lack of a better description, Larry, I think the word dictatorship comes up in many people's minds. I mean, just circumvent everything with the Congress, right, Teresa? Everything with the House and the Senate.
Yes.
And just do what you want. And I mean, this is very, very sad to hear in America
very,
today.
Very, very serious, Steve. We need to pull all of them out. As a matter of fact, I'd like to fire them right on the spot for what they're doing, because it's treasonous what they're doing, Steve.
Yes.
And the other thing I'm wondering, and I know you got a whole load of callers, if you could bring someone in to talk about what they're spraying in our skies every day. They're killing us with heavy metals, this aerosol seeding that they're doing daily. I mean, if we haven't got our health and our strength to fight this, if you would look into that, Steve, geoengineering the skies.
No, thank you so much. We will continue to do that. And Larry, in all due respect to the topic today, I just want to try to cram as many callers as I can in here. Let's now welcome Dennis, calling us from Springfield, Illinois. Dennis, good afternoon. Welcome to A Call to Rights. You're on with Larry Pinckney, who is discussing with us, and thank you for listening, about the Obama deception. How are you today?
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Larry, thank you for being on the show. I know you have a lot of experience that the listeners can benefit from. I personally, as a, just the last caller expressed, have the same questions. And who is Barack Hussein Obama?
Good question.
I wish I could answer that. I really wish, you know, my friend, my brother, I wish I could answer that. But the fact of the matter is that I cannot answer that. Other than to say, we really don't know who Barack H. Obama is. Now, why is that? Why is that? Even people that I firmly disagree with, at least I know their background. This person, no. He was groomed, we know this much, by the CIA. He was groomed, and his family before him was groomed by the government, okay? This should have sent signals to people. It should have made people wary, cautious, alarmed them. All right? Back in 2007, I wrote a very long article about this. And you know, people at the time, and I wrote this in the Black Commentator, I believe it was also picked up in Intrepid
right.
Report. The point is that, you know, when we lay down, and we say, oh, it's okay, the government will take care of us. Oh, they'll take care of us, all right. They'll take
yeah.
care of us to the point of eliminating our human rights, our civil rights, and that's all people, and our very humanity. And the key word is if
yes.
we allow them.
Well, Dennis, thank you. We're going to have to cut this short, and I say this way. We're going to recirculate a lot of the callers that may want to come back again. Feel free to call back in and get into the queue here. But, Mr. Pinckney, we have a studio audience made up of Joe and Mike, and they're also anxious to talk with you, ask questions. And, Mike, welcome to the show, and you're on, of course, with Larry Pinckney.
Hello, Mr. Pinckney. And, you know, when you call it the Obama deception, where is the deception? He, you know, when he first came on the scene, he pretty much said he was going to put us into a socialist country. He was for Obamacare. He was for this and that. And if you, and people that study politics, if they were enlightened, understood that from the get-go, what he represented was anti-American. And if they look at his record of voting while he was a politician in Chicago, he voted anti-gun dozens and dozens of times whenever it came up. So for anyone to say that they weren't somewhat aware of it, I'm just a little confused on that point. Maybe you could enlighten me and the audience.
Good
Thank
point.
You.
Good point, Mike. Thank you, Mr. Pinkney.
The bottom line is that, unfortunately, as my quote-unquote conservative cousin, who, by the way, was the one who introduced me to Malcolm X in 61, as my conservative cousin George would say, most of the people in this country, unfortunately, are sheeple. They're not critically thinking people. They are sheeple. So I call it a deception because Obama, his handlers, and his minions were fully cognizant and are fully cognizant of the fact that, number one, they're keeping people ignorant. That is what you do if you want to control a people. You keep them ignorant, divided, in fear. Okay?
Exactly.
That's why I call it a deception.
Well, Larry, so, you make a very, very good point here, and I wanted to see and extrapolate on this because I've watched your videos. I have notes. I know all of us here are interested, and so are the callers. The contact number for as many people as we can squeeze in here before the top of the hour, 602-277-5369. Nationally, as Dennis in Springfield, Illinois, is using, 1-866-536-1100. What I'm concerned about so much, Mr. Pinkney, this particular president, though many of us were no big fan of President Bush and the Patriot Act, this has gone off the charts. We now have our allies around the world that are looking at us as if we are in a Stalinist-type regime with the spying that seems unchecked. So even this radio show, as I'm sure you and I are proud to do, is probably, what, being stored in some NSA folder for future reference when they want to take you and I and send us as brothers and put us in a gulag of some sort.
Of course. There's no doubt about that. Let's be real. Okay? There is no... I write the column in the Black Commentator. The name of the column is Keeping It Real. Let's be real.
Right.
Of course. Okay? But the reality is that what I ultimately believe in is, as I did back in the 60s and early 70s, I believe in the power of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last thing that our government wants us to have. You see, they want to do everything they can to play us off against each other, okay?
Yes.
And so what I'm saying, Steve, is this, that we are in something far worse than a Stalinist state. Are
mm-hmm.
you kidding? This is far worse.
You're right.
Far worse.
Because,
Orwell would turn over in his grave if he saw this, fascist state. I don't even call it socialism.
Well,
are you kidding?
Larry,
this is fascism.
No, you're absolutely right. And I say it in deference to not using the profanity words. And I've said this on the show before. And see what you... Maybe you'll get a chuckle out of this, but it's dead serious. It seems like we, as the American people, are being served a fecal matter sandwich, warm and toasted, with the special sauce of the week. And it's like everybody's just eating it. Is that correct?
That is unfortunately very correct.
Yes.
But the flip side, my brother, is
mm-hmm.
that the people are waking up. And this is what disturbs this national and global elite. It disturbs them. They're going to come up with false flag events. They're going to come up with quote-unquote terrorist events. That's what they do.
Well, it all makes sense.
When a government fears its people, okay, and that's what we have. We have a government that fears its people, and we have this colored charlatan sitting in the White House acting as the proxy for, you know, his corporate elite masters, and we have to understand this, whether we like it or not. Once we understand it, we can do something about it.
Larry Pinkney, great guest here. You know, we're going to come up here to our final break, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the phone lines lit here. We'll get back to the phone lines just as soon as we can here, ladies and gentlemen. So a very important moment here on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. We continue to talk with former Black Panther member Mr. Larry Pinkney. If you're just joining us, he's talking about the Obama deception. He's not putting words in anybody's mouth. He's giving you his opinion. A very important guest here, ladies and gentlemen. Recently a guest on Infowars.com and the very popular Alex Jones Show that talks all about civil liberties in our fight against tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to that last break of hour number one, as you know here in radio. We're here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX on this rather hot and sultry Saturday afternoon, as you would expect here in the Valley of the Sun. Interestingly enough, for those out there that are concerned about science, the Earth is farthest from the Sun now at some 94.5 million miles, but you're probably saying, who cares? Because it's simply hot as hell. We'll be right back after this very interesting but important series of commercial breaks.
Arrowhead Coin and Jewelry. There's a lot of hype these days about the economy and ensuring you're prepared for the economic turmoil ahead. And there's talk about how you can use gold and silver to hedge against inflation. Many big and sometimes scary words are thrown around. And in the midst of this, you wonder who you can trust. My name is Jeff Wolder. I'm the owner of Arrowhead Coin and Jewelry. I started in the coin business 33 years ago, and now we currently have two locations to serve you. I know it's hard to find someone you can count on. Someone you can trust. I'm a life member of the American Numismatic Association and an authorized dealer for Numismatic Guarantee Corporation and Professional Coin Grading Service. Whether you're looking at investing in coins, gold and silver bullion, or just want to learn more about these inflation protection options, call me personally at 623-234-9161. That's 623-234-9161. ArrowheadCoin.com, proud sponsor of Call to Rights with Steve Cates.
You take pride in your vehicle and then someone or something dents your car, truck, or SUV. Ouch! Don't repair it, remove it. Unique Dent Removal of Arizona is who you should call at 602-410-DENT, 602-410-3368. Highly experienced craftsmen will come to you and remove it using paintless dent removal technology. Fast, efficient, and affordable. Take it from me, Steve Cates. I know quality when I see it. Call Quinn Adams today at 602-410-DENT to make your appointment. Visit UniqueDentRemoval.com.
Hi, this is Hugh Downs. You're listening to High Noon Saturdays with Steve Cates.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal. We recently came out with the top trends of 2011. It's all about freedom, and we're losing it. Decade by decade, administration by administration, from the Patriot Act to TSA pat-downs, from Homeland Security telling you that if you see something at Walmart to say something to a manager, to pending legislation that will permit Washington to take over the Internet. If you don't stand up for freedom now, there won't be any left tomorrow. It's all about freedom, and you're listening to Steve Cates on A Call to Rights on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
There definitely is something in the air. At 48 minutes after the hour, the Obama deception and its author, ladies and gentlemen, and proud to have him on the show today, former Black Panther, Mr. Larry Pinkney, telling it like it is. Larry, thank you so much for joining us. The phone lines are lighting up, and I don't know, if I don't stop talking, they'll never get on the air. So let's once again say hi to Bobby. Bobby, your quick question and comment, sir. And Bobby, good afternoon. Are you with us?
Hello.
And hello, Bobby. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can. We got to make it quick because
okay.
We got a full board.
Okay. The Obama deception. The George Zimmerman case. Did Obama, did the U.S. Justice Department, under the direction of President Obama, put pressure
on the state of Florida to try George Zimmerman for self-defense, even though the Sanford Police Department ruled it was self-defense? Did the U.S. Justice Department, under the direction of Obama, put pressure on the state of Florida to try him for simple self-defense? And if so, why? Is this an attack on the Second Amendment? Is it a racial thing? And I'll just go ahead and hang up and listen for your response, okay?
Good question, Bobby.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, Mr. Pinckney. I thought that was well explained.
The bottom line is this. Whether Obama and his minions put pressure on the Justice Department or not, the fact is that when Obama came out with the statement, and I quote, talking about Trayvon Martin,
that's right,
he could have been my son, he was out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Obama is the President of the United States. He is the Chief Executive and the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States. You do not inject a statement like that into a so-called free trial, that is to say a trial of, for, and by the people.
Sure.
You know full well that you are prejudicing. You are prejudicing.
That's right.
The people, okay? That's the bottom line. Let's look at what we know he's done, okay? And we know he did that. He said that.
That's right.
Excuse me.
You know, you're so right, Larry, because it's just like if...
keep that in mind.
Right. Let's say President Bush said something like this. If I had a son, he would look like George Zimmerman. Can you imagine the outpour of craziness that would come from that? So you're absolutely right. The color issue here, the race issue, it should be just simply this. The president should not inject himself into this. Mike, here in studio audience, you got to follow up.
You know, I have a quick question based on your view of Obama now. Did you vote for him the first time around believing that he would change things? I'm just curious, and I know it's rather personal, but I would...
No, it's not personal at all. Are you kidding? Apparently you didn't hear what I said earlier, and I apologize for that. Let me repeat.
Right.
From 2007, well before Obama ever got in, I was trying to warn people in my column called Keeping It Real in blackcommentator.com
mm-hmm.
about the peril of what all people of all colors would be facing. I was trying to warn people about who and what Barack Obama was. This was 2007, not to mention 2008. So, no, I certainly did not support Obama.
There you go. No, this is interesting. Let's go to our final caller here on the schedule. Let's see if we've got on the caller line. Ron in Phoenix, good afternoon. You're on with former Black Panther Larry Pinckney. Ron, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes, hi, Ron. Good afternoon.
You
Hello,
brought
Ron.
Me up out of my sick bed here to talk to Larry.
Well, go ahead there, my brother. I hope you're feeling better.
Okay. Larry, you said something. I've got my own theories about where Barack Obama came from and so forth and how he was created. But you mentioned the CIA. I am thinking, it got me thinking what you said. I think what we've got is a black shadowy independent contractor group of former CIA guys at work. Or, as you said, the corporate, the NWO bunch. And it's obvious, if you study this guy, they have completely erased his background.
You're exactly right,
right.
Ron. There's nothing there.
Right.
And he paid money, what? Isn't that right, Mr. Pinckney? He paid money
to
sequester his information. Ron, we got
to
be quick.
Sure,
go ahead.
To make sure that the people of this nation could not know his background, could not know who he is. I mean, excuse me, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, but when somebody goes that far, I have to say, excuse me, this is unacceptable.
You better believe it. Hey, Ron, we got to run. I hate to cut you. I got one more guy we got to get on here. Let's now go to line number one, and we have Mark calling in from Salt Lake City at the Glenn Beck event, which is what, the Man in the Moon event. Mark, thanks for joining us all the way from Salt Lake City. What say you?
Well, we just wanted to say hi to you and give you an update. We just got done hearing Brad Thor not talk about his books, but talk about liberty.
Hmm.
Interesting. And he's got a new book which relates to your topic coming out Tuesday called The Hidden Order.
Well, it's very interesting, Mark, as you've been listening, I'm sure, and hoping you're being able to hear the show here. Do you have a specific question for Larry? Because it's rare to get a guest like Larry Pinkney, who I think, honestly, really tells it so much better in the video form. No disrespect, Mr. Pinkney, but I encourage people to go take a look at your YouTube videos because you get the entire genesis of that by watching from front to back, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mark, you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Could I have him repeat his website again and when he's coming to Phoenix, Arizona to get rid of Mr. McCain?
There you go. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, that's up to you, Steve. You can. The website is blackactivistwg.org. That stands for Black Activist Writers Guild.org. Okay? As to when I go to your fantastic city of Phoenix, well, that's up to the folks in Phoenix. I would love to join all of my sisters and brothers, all of my brothers and sisters out there. So let me just leave it at that.
Well, Larry, this is interesting. Maybe between Mark and myself and a lot of the other folks out here that are regular listeners, you'd be a phenomenal guest to have. We had a gentleman named Trevor Loudon speak to many of the organizations here before the election, and he wrote the most damning book I've ever read about Barack Hussein Obama, going through every nuance about the man's past, the association with different organizations, and, of course, his speeches and what he said on the record. Mark, last closing comment, if you're still with us. Thank you.
Yes, Larry. C.L. Bryant and Ken Hutch Hutchison give their love to you. They're down here speaking this week with Glenn Beck and FreedomWorks.
Wow. Thank you so much. Hey, as we would say back in the day, right back at you, all my brothers.
There
God
you
bless
go.
You.
And hey, Mark, have a good time as you tour the NSA facility in Bluffdale, Utah, which is just
We've already been there, my friend.
You have. You will get an update from Mark, our traveling confidant, as we continue to talk about freedom, the Bill of Rights, and our constitutional republic. Larry, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes before the top of the hour. I always give the floor to the guests that we have. You're a phenomenal guest, and I hope one thing, Larry, if you'll share this with the audience, your answer, I'd like you to come back and continually update us on how far and how much further we are down the road in the Obama deception. But you got the floor, sir, for the next couple of minutes.
I just want to say this very quickly, very succinctly. Look, freedom is very fleeting. Fleeting. Freedom is non-existent unless we are vigilant. I've emailed you and I always say stay strong and vigilant
right.
in the struggle.
Right.
This is the people's struggle. We must be vigilant. We can't sit back and be couch potatoes and go, oh, well, and a lot of folks, be they black, white, or turquoise, they said, oh, Obama, he's back. Obama is singularly in the 21st century the single most dangerous politician to all people in this nation and throughout Mother Earth. Understand that.
Yes.
We must come together. We must unite. Irrespective of our different perspectives, I don't trust anybody who agrees with me 100% of the time.
Sure.
I don't agree with myself 100% of the time because I'm constantly evolving. I'm constantly growing, and that's what we should all do. So
you're absolutely
I want
right.
to thank you, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to thank the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank your wonderful audience for taking the time, to listen to the program. I'm honored. I'm delighted. I'm humbled. Thank you. And as we said back in the day, all power to the people. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. All power to the people.
Well, Larry, we'll have you back. It sounds like you'll want to come back. And with that ending,
yes, we
thank you so much. Larry Pinkney, go learn much more about what he's talking about, the Obama deception, by simply Googling him on YouTube, going into YouTube and just putting in Larry Pinkney, spelled P-I-C-K-N-E-Y.
No C.
Oh,
no
C. P-I-N-K. Okay.
P-I-N-K-N-E-Y.
Yeah. Excuse me. There, I stand corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Just go there with the Obama deception, and you will, of course, see the videos that we're talking about, linking a lot, of course, to Infowars.com and Alex Jones. But to get directly to our guest, as we were talking about, Mr. Larry Pinkney, go to blackactivistwg.org. Mr. Pinkney, thank you so much for joining us and staying free here and continuing to give us ideas. How to Stay Free in a Very Troubled Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we all must unite in the concept to find a way that we don't go down this road to perdition, as Mr. Pinckney is talking about, and obviously talk about freedom, live it, and again, our constitutional republic rocks. Thank you, Mr. Pinckney. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Niger Innes, National Spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality, MSNBC correspondent and chief strategist at TeaParty.net, as we continue to talk about interesting subjects here on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, on KFNX. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. In our opinion, the undisputed 50,000-watt powerhouse of the Desert Southwest, with all those 50,000 watts pushed in your general direction, ladies and gentlemen. Very interesting guests here on A Call to Rights. Visit us at calltorights.com. We'll be right back after these important breaks at the top of the hour. And an update, ladies and gentlemen, on the sad 777 crash, the Boeing 777 at San Francisco International Airport. All the major news outlets, CNN, and of course, Fox News, and us here at Independent Talk, KFNX 1100.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100.